Last week, after presenting a music program at the Young Artist Conference in North Judson, Victor and Sally Povilaitis joined me for a late breakfast at A Step in Time there in North Judson, a great antique shop and cafe on the west side of North Judson. While there, we visited with Lenny and Bonnie Halasek of English Lake. They had traveled with the WKVI tour group last year on the Mississippi Riverboat trip. Lenny brought out an autographed picture of Mike Wolf, one of the stars of the hit TV shows American Pickers. We stopped at their shop, Antique Archaeology, in LeClaire, Iowa. That's where he got Mike's autograph. When I was there, I asked Mike why he chose the name American Pickers for his show about finding antiques. He said when he finally got a television network to agree to show the movies of his and his partner Frank's antique buying on a regularly scheduled TV show, they, the network people, told the men, lose the word antiques. Mike says he came up with the word pickers because, well, that's what he and Frank do. They pick over rusty gold all around America. He says there's a lot of picker in all of us. Well, that's true. The show started in 2009 and was soon rated the number one new show in the History Channel's history. Mike says the idea for the show took nearly 5 years to develop and to sell. He just started traveling around with his video camera when he made visits. He said he would approach people, just like he did without the camera, and then ask for their permission to be filmed in their homes or their shops while he was picking through their stuff. He said they'd usually laugh or smile and say, okay, sure, go ahead. He developed a 26-minute show, sent it to another network. They didn't want it. The History Channel bought it a week later. Mike says it takes at least 14 days to make their hour show, which contains 44 minutes of video. They do 2 weeks on the road, and then they take 2 weeks off. Their shop is located in the historic Mississippi River town of LeClaire, Iowa. It's the birthplace of Buffalo Bill. Mike and Frank and their helper, Danielle, invite Kankakee Valley listeners to stop in and poke around. Mike says, looky-loos are always welcome. I was a looky-loo when I was there. But many of our WKVI tour travelers last fall brought home some great finds, some great picks. Talking of many things, I'm Ed Hasnerl.